Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I did a good job a few weeks ago for a month or so taking a ton of calls, and they were incredible. But the quickening has accelerated so much that I've been greedy with the time without getting at all the news that's here to cover. So I'm going to do my best job this hour, taking 10 calls or so. Please don't take more than that, guys. I don't want to leave people on hold when David Icke comes on. And hitting as much of this news as I possibly can, but it's staggering to me that world governments now out in the open, mark of the beast, implantable microchips to buy and sell, forced inoculations, and there's not more resistance. But there is a huge resistance, so some positive things are happening. But here's a report on communist China as it strengthens its nukes while the world dies.
As the world continues to be distracted by the Chinese coronavirus, the Chinese are utilizing order out of chaos to strengthen their global position.
The true cost of this coronavirus, the loss of life and economic devastation, right now is immeasurable. But what can be counted is the money governments around the world have already spent trying to combat it. So far, it adds up to a staggering $6.5 trillion. In a class action launched in the United States, China is now being sued to get the money back. The lawsuit accuses Chinese authorities of negligence, lies, and cover-ups.
Do you think that there should be some consequences if in the end, you know, China was responsible for all of this?
Well, if they were knowingly responsible, certainly. If it was a mistake is a mistake. But if they were knowingly responsible, yeah, then there should be consequences.
Recently, the New York Post reported China is denying U.S. claims that they are testing nuclear weapons outside of international law. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said the U.S. neglects all the facts and makes wanton accusations against China. This is irresponsible and ill-intentioned. Zhao went on to call the claim a complete distortion of the facts. But according to an arms control report from the State Department obtained by the Wall Street Journal, the Chinese Communist Party may be conducting tests within the northwest region of the country using low explosive power. The Economic Times reported, indeed, China fired more than 100 ballistic missiles during testing and exercises in 2019, according to sources close to the U.S. military. Such a figure greatly exceeded what the USA and Russia launched, and it illustrates that China is not decelerating in any way its development of missiles for the PLA rocket force. China is attempting to overtake France as the third most powerful nuclear power in the world. Add to this China's military buildup in the South China Sea, a crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong.
At least 15 veteran pro-democracy activists were arrested today in this very high-profile roundup. Even though Hong Kong is still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic, Hong Kong's Democratic Party founder, 81-year-old Martin Lee, was arrested and driven to the police station as cameras swarmed around him today. Lee was one of many activists who protested against a since withdrawn extradition bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to be sent to mainland China to stand trial. Authorities say the arrests were made on suspicion of organizing and taking part in illegal assemblies last year.
And a global infiltration of the coronavirus response.
French President Emmanuel Macron had a message for U.S. President Donald Trump. France will not block Huawei or target specific companies. That's despite a concerted effort by American officials to persuade its allies to ban the Chinese tech giant from supplying 5G phone network systems.
Recently, China offered to help both France and Canada with donations of masks. but hailed the installation of Huawei's 5G over Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and French President Macron's heads. The United Kingdom has already signed on to using the Chinese cancerous spy technology, but the UK has recently had second thoughts after China's lack of transparency on the coronavirus came to the fore. The world's reliance on China, cloaked in a one-world policy, has to end before the Chinese century endgame directives infiltrate any further.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally cellular level understanding. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Planet, and the globalist technocrats admit they can't control us to carry out their evil aims for us and our families unless they can trick us to submit. So they cast this whole thing with the virus where we're the heroes and we submit and we save everybody by quarantining and not going out. It's only 2 weeks, and oh, it's 2 months, oh, it's 6 months, oh, it's 5 years, oh, it's an implantable microchip. It's all a lie. That's why they estimated 30, 40, 50 times the number of dead, and they estimated it down, still 10 times lower than what they said, and they're so scared it's not going to even be as bad as the flu in 2018. It's going to turn out maybe being 40, 50, 60,000, and that's what they're attributing every single death that came from something else. If you are infected with it, they call it a death, even if you jump off a building and commit suicide. And again, I tell friends and family that. They go, really? And then I show them the NIH on television admitting the whole thing. But let me just try to say this right now, because we can get lost in the weeds on this whole situation. And I keep saying this every show now, and I don't say it to behave like I'm wounded, like Brian Stelter saying he crawled in his bed last night and cried and pissed on himself. He said he snuggled the pillow and couldn't believe what we're all going through, and he hates the lockdown too, but he's a hero and has to do it to save the earth. I'm not choking. I'm doing the show, and I'm eloquently, in most cases, covering a lot of the facts and have great guests on and taking your calls. But there's something I haven't said yet. And I spend hours a day trying to grasp what it is. It's like that needle in a haystack. Your subconscious knows what it is. It's that nagging thing that your subconscious saw, but your conscious didn't notice. You think about it all day and all night, and suddenly the next day you're out walking the dog and phew, pops in your head. You think about that business partner and something you saw in the accounting that you missed, but you didn't miss it. It was fraud. Or something that was going on with your daughter and you didn't notice at the time, but later you thought about it and you go look in her purse and she's got drugs in there. Your subconscious is 1,000 times or more powerful than the conscious. We call it the subconscious. It's the connection of the universe. It's not just the deeper mind. And when I come back from break, because I was going to do it this segment, and I'm just too shook up to do it again, I'm going to try my best. And again, I don't do this for dramatic stuff, folks. This is so epic. This is so real. This is everything happening we knew was coming. And I have a huge feeling of sorrow, actually, and that we're going to watch billions die. And only when they're murdering people in mass and people are just dying everywhere will the sheeple finally wake up, and then it'll be too late. And it might be 5 years, it might be 10 years. If everybody just collapses and submits, it might be 6 months. But we're going to see the Antichrist. They're going to be having sex with kids on TV. Hell, they already are. You're going to see the ocean die. You're going to see nuclear war, billions dead. I mean, it's happening. God's real. And I already knew this. I've already had experiences. I've already seen this unfold. I've already had dreams that come true. But now I'm coming to grips with, whoa, man, this is really going down. And I just have every millisecond deep sorrow. And I'll tell you, I have to fight my flesh. My flesh, because the brain and the soul runs things, but the flesh then sees what's happening and says, oh, yeah, I'm with that. My flesh isn't saying submit to the New World Order. You know, usually your flesh, if you're not in tune with God, it kind of wants to side with Satan. No, my flesh is siding with my spirit. It's like, but it's still cowardly. It's like, get out of here. Take your money and find a redoubt somewhere and dig in and just start farming and hoard food. God, get us out of here. Get us out of here. Get us out of here. So my flesh is saying, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. And my spirit's saying, oh, no, my friend, you're going to stand up to the dragon face to face. And then there's an extreme feeling of guilt for my children and my family. And God's like, hey, you decided to have them. Get their spirit right. Get them close to God, son, while you still can. Because I'm going to destroy the earth by fire. The souls matter. Don't get obsessed with that body. And so I'm just millisecond by millisecond coming to grips with, I knew it was all real. I spiritually knew it was real. But it's one thing to know something's real. When you see somebody with a big stick, something when they crack you right upside the face with that, you feel your jaw break and your teeth going out. So, let me give you a little sick view, though. My flesh is evil, though. The flesh is over there like the devil on my left shoulder going, ha ha, Jones, all these scum that love tyranny and love to submit, they're going to get torn limb from limb. Oh, my God, what they've done to babies will be done to them while they're conscious. And so I've also got to, and I know you're all going through this too. So I just described where I'm at because I know you're there too. I don't want to veer into that evil of having fun with this. Because, you know, I'm evil, folks. I'm fallen just like you are. And, you know, I could actually enjoy all this. In fact, I even can see the aspects of enjoying it. But being cut off from God, though, is not something I want. So I'm just going to tell you this. Everybody better get their big boy pants on. because you are facing, you're watching an interdimensional satanic invasion of this planet. And it's been planned for thousands of years, and they're ready to take humanity down right before we go intergalactic, interdimensional. And this isn't a science fiction movie. It's not some Tom Cruise thing. It's real. And you've got free will, folks. And so you're going to have to decide who you're with. For anyone that has discernment, that just means interdimensional sight, there's no debate that you don't want to be with Satan. It's just kind of like, God, this is going to be physically painful, and I don't want to have to see my family go through this, but we're going to be with them on the other side. And that's really what you just got to gut up and get ready, because what will protect your family is just writing them off right up front and put them in God's hands. Because you can't control this. God's going to have to do it. And so when I say write it off, that's a term people know. But I mean, you got to turn over to God and say, I'm just not even going to worry about that. I'm going to do what's right. And I think in the end, God will hopefully see what I've done and protect my children. But I'm already starting to get into it right now. But you better get on your knees. You better get on your knees before the Creator. Because none of us, no matter how strong we are, how great our intellect are, we cannot beat this. And when I tell you that, I got one finger pointed at you. I got three more pointed back at me. Because I am not happy right now. People say, wouldn't you be happy? You've been proven right. You've been vindicated. I've been vindicated? What the hell does that mean? I've been vindicated? Vindicated when it's 2,000-year information? God warned us? God literally avatared down to this planet to prove that he's going to make us run this obstacle course. He'd do it. What do you think this all is? This ain't a damn game, folks. This is the real deal. This isn't a simulation. This is an entire solar system and the surrounding heavens built for this operation right now. You don't think God creates new sentient beings with free will and then just gives them the power of the universe right away. God creates sentient beings made in the image of God with free will and then dumps us in to this grid to decide what we're going to do. And that's why the Satanists always say God is a sadist. Well, your God's so loving. Why'd your God do this? Because God believes in freedom. Something you Satanists don't seem to understand. You claim you're about freedom all day. Everything you do is about enslavement and microchips and total control and destroying children's innocence. You people aren't about freedom. You're about bondage and destruction. And God wants to create new consciousness and unlimited potential. And so God respects us enough to put us in this situation. And I understand that whatever happens to me or my family is God's will. And I appreciate God giving me consciousness and this incredible connection to God. This is amazing. But you can't be given absolute connection to the universe and not face evil. And so that's the great paradox. That's why these Satanists try to create a system of total control. Because they blame God for allowing free will, and it scares them. I embrace God. I embrace the majesty. I embrace the free will.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
What this group is seeking to implant with digital systems to track, trace, and control everything you do. The toll-free number to join us on this Monday, April 20th transmission is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers is what we're taking. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I can only probably take 10 of your calls or so because David Icke's coming up in the third hour. Let me just try to boil this down. Ron Paul's a smart guy, but he projects too much of himself onto things instead of really getting into the mind of evil. There's an article on InfoWars.com from the Ron Paul Institute. Ron Paul, what if the lockdown was all a big mistake? Not a mistake. You think when NAMBLA supports raping kids, that's a mistake? They're coming for your kids. So it's that same attitude. It's the UN. It's the UN patents. It's Bill and Melinda Gates. It's the NIH. It's the Wuhan lab protected the whole time with the UN and China releasing it to launch this global takeover by the World Health Organization as the authority with all the drills and all the Rockefeller and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation programs like Event 201 and the patents for 060606 for a injectionable injection. I'm having Freudian slips. An injection into your body of nanotech, so they track everything you do and control you with cryptocurrency. A world currency. Here's China rolls out pilot test of digital currency. Our corruption, our evil, our not living on the land, our not caring about other people, our being removed from what is a normal human activity has dehumanized us. We've been made obsolete. We've been made weak. We've been made soft. We've been made stupid. So that we would accept something that no one would ever go along with. And notice Bill Gates is criticizing President Trump for coming out and saying we're pulling the funding of the WHO. They lied to us about the virus. They lied about it coming out of Wuhan. And Bill Gates comes out and says, oh, the WHO is wonderful. The National Institutes of Health is wonderful because he funds them. And then Fauci comes out who gave you all the false graphs that are 30, 40, 50 times worse than his. He says, oh, you're going to cause it to come back because you're going out in public. And I predicted this 10 weeks ago. Then they can release a more deadly strain they've got and wipe out a whole bunch of people and say, see, you didn't submit. And people go, how do you keep predicting this? Well, 90% of us read their own documents. And I said 10 weeks ago, they've got other strains. And now we're learning they've got other strains that didn't mutate, but they released probably. And so it's perfect psychology to release something else than in the areas that people rebel. They'll hit Texas. They'll hit Florida. They'll get places where Republican governors don't play ball. They're probably out there at those beaches right now with drones flying over that folks just think are shooting video and just pss, 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 pss. And the Democrats are openly saying, nurses are saying, oh, we hope it kills Republicans. How dare you come out? This is all their act of controlling us and having their will over us. So whatever horrible thing you can think of, better believe they're already got it on the drawing board or already doing it. So here's the simple thing I've got to say. It's so important and at the heart of all this. You're going to have to get on your knees before God. I'm going to have to get on my knees before God even more. And just say, God, I love you, and I want justice for the children, and I don't want to join Satan. And please lift me up and guide me and direct me with discernment and understanding for the empowerment of humanity and your will to stand against this. And I turn my life over to you. I know you don't take the free will like the Satanists. You come to the door and you knock, we have to let you in. And I'm asking you to give me strength and to lift me up against this enemy. And I'm asking you to take my fears away and instead simply give me your Holy Spirit. And in that action, you have the spiritual antidote that is infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity, stronger than this satanic parasitic force that knows the human potential made in the image of the Creator with unlimited seed of the universe power, like Mahatma Gandhi said, but they can come in as these dark, twisted entities in our embryonic phase and try to convince us. They can't even reprogram us, but they can try to convince us to give over our free will to them whispering in our ear to then build things for them. And you wonder why the things they build are so ugly and don't work and are crazy and smell and are just ridiculously bad. It's because these are bad creatures. That's why they're telling us we're not essential, we're ugly, we're bad for the earth, we suck, we need to be gotten rid of. Is because everywhere these entities go in creation, in the universe, they are thrown out on their asses. And so these are bullies that can't take on God, can't even comprehend God, and so they have to troll around in the universe looking for an egg. And they come over to the egg, and the egg's armor is protected by God, and they can see its power, and they're tapping on it, they're hitting it, they go, wait a minute, the egg can hear me, though. If I can convince it to hate itself and decide it wants to die and open itself up to me, the egg can open up an area for it to get into. And that's what it is. We're an egg. The planet's an egg. The whole thing's an egg. And it's all these little demons and twisted and trying to get in to tell us what to do. All I got to just say is, I love God, I love justice, I love life. Thank you so much for life. Thank you so much for women and men and families and all the earth you gave us. And just thank you for all that's wholesome. And we rejoice in that. And we thank you, God. And we want to be close to you right now. And we just on our knees humbly say, cleanse us and come in and take over right now. Please, Jesus. Please, God, thank you for sending your son, Jesus, as the intercessor to prove that he can do it on this planet. We can do it, too, because you metaphysically can't do something that you're not willing to do. You don't just talk the talk, you'll walk the walk, and you concentrated yourself down into a human form to do this and to show us how we're supposed to walk, not just talk, and thank you, Jesus. And that's it. But that doesn't mean you run around at the fake churches and go, oh, so what? I've got Jesus. Everything's fine. Wait until the end. It means now, if you really got Jesus in you, Jesus is going to say, I'm going to start giving you some tabs to see how much you can take. And the more you can take on, I'm just telling everybody, it all starts opening up to the point of you're just like, oh, my God, God, just take me home. It's not suicide. It's the opposite. You're just like, let's just get this done and just get me up there. Beam me up, Jesus. And the Satanists, well, I'm sorry for them, but they're going to be sent to the Phantom Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BoarStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So learn how these definitions work. The UN, about 50 years ago, started saying we don't look at the general population of a country as having a right to vote or a right to be heard. We look at stakeholders. And they get all the business owners and landowners and corporate chiefs and political people and religious leaders and academics together. And then they tell them, oh, you're part of the agenda. You'll be left alone in this phase. And it took a couple generations to get this in place. And now they go, oh, by the way, you're not essential. Your barber shop's not essential. I had to get my hair cut Saturday on the black market. had a fellow come here to the office and cut my hair. Your restaurant's not essential. Your cleaning company's not essential. And notice the money's already maxed out and people aren't even getting the check, and it's causing the worst depression we've ever seen. It's going to be horrible. The third world's going to collapse. Hundreds of millions will starve to death. But that's all okay because we weren't showed some bell curve, you know, graph of, well, don't worry. Only 20 million will starve to death the next 5 years or so. Oh, all those folks starving to death right now that aren't getting food tonight, they don't get a bell curve. They don't get a Fauci speech. And here's Mark Zuckerberg. Lockdown protests are misinformation. Facebook will ban organizers. So see, you're defined by the terms they use. You're non-essential. Now you're misinformation. You come out and say, hey, this thing's only killed what the flu did last year. It might kill as much as a bad flu, 80,000 dead 2018. Since when do you lock everybody down in the name of they've got to be protected? This is a giant power grab. Mark Zuckerberg's invested Bill and Melinda Gates and the forced inoculation plan. You're crazy. Oh, they're going to ban anybody on the telecommunication system that 3+ billion people are members of if they catch you protesting. And in Germany, they're beating people up. You know, what are the globalist governments going to do when everybody rebels against them? What are they going to do when everybody says no to them? Well, it's simple. They're going to break your arm. They're going to arrest you. They're going to take you to jail because you dared go outside and they're the saviors. And if you try to go out in America, well, the medical people come out and confront you because they're busy getting drunk inside. Nobody's in the hospital because they're totally shut down. All non-essential stuff's been shut down, 90% of the stuff. But they're sowing the seeds of their destruction. Mark Zuckerberg, lockdown protests for misinformation. Facebook will ban organizers. Hey, sorry, robot man. You already banned me a long time ago. He even said, I'm banning saying nice things about Alex Jones last year when I said Joe Biden's obviously has neurological problems. Or I, you know, said 11 weeks ago it came out of the Wuhan lab. That's all confirmed now, Jack. But see, they trick you to go on there, do all your advertising there, give them all your info, and now he tells you what you can do. Hey, Americans, you don't just stay in your house, you keep your damn mouth shut. I'm Mark Zuckerberg, the liberal. And he's on with a Clinton Stephanopoulos. He's going to combat things. He's going to save us. He's got a cryptocurrency and a microchip for us. Thanks, Mark. We're so glad you're there. You're so advanced. You're so much better than us. Thank you, sir. Thank you for telling us we're non-essential and that we're misinformation. But see, we say we're not. YouTube CEO, anything that goes against the WHO is a violation of YouTube policies. Infowars.com with Brian Stelter. So just a few years ago, she was defending banning me. Now it's anybody that says China really set a Wuhan. That's confirmed now, but they say that's disinfo. And the former top researcher at the lab runs Facebook censorship. Oh, and she has a stake in the test for it, too. But that's okay. Don't talk about that or Zuckerberg will ban you, too. A very small group of scum. That the Russiagate didn't work. None of it works, and now they're going with us. But you can rebel against this. You can send out the links to ban.video. You can tell people by word of mouth. You can go knock on the doors of your neighbor tonight and say, the truth is happening. The truth is out there. Infowars.com/show. They've tried to inoculate people that I'm a liar and I'm evil. So talk to your neighbors and use that against them, against the globals, not your neighbors, and say, you know, you've heard this guy's horrible. You've heard he's bad. Why don't you go to his website and see videos 11 weeks ago where they said it came out of Wuhan and it's a bioweapon lab and it's a man-made bioweapon with the HIV delivery system. And now the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, says he scanned it with an electron microscope. And he said, you can see the P shuttle gene insertions. He said 100% lab made. He said it's like Frankenstein. Oh, what did I say? Because on Frankenstein, you can see the stitches, folks. But let's not listen to the top virologist. Let's listen to the lady that works at Wuhan, doesn't tell us that, and tells us everything's peachy keen. We're going to go to your phone calls, John and Derek and Ron and Jesse and Steve and Carl and Tony and Kevin and everybody else. And David Icke's coming up. All I'm telling you is the power you have, instead of thanking me and telling me how great I am, because I want to survive, not be overwritten by the globalist. I just want to survive. That's not heroic. It's victory. It's into the future. It's replicating. It's expanding. It's loving yourself and loving God that created you, not hating yourself. Hating what God gave you, hating what the devil inflicted on you. We're going to go to your phone calls and come back, but look, I've told you this for several years, and back in the fall, we put up every day the man in a spacesuit at a national park, at Yosemite National Park, and I said, that's the future. They're going to make it impossible to live normally on this planet. They're going to have limited bioweapon releases at first that get us to then take vaccines that remove our immunity. So we're all going to be bubble people and have to go into these indoor things and be serviced by robots. That's the final end game plan. Well, now it's here. So I'm going to tell you again. I have told everybody this, and I have ignored my own prime directive, but I am leaving Austin as soon as possible, and I'm going to plant crops. The spiritual nature of planting crops, the spiritual nature of your feet in the mud, the spiritual nature of having chickens, the nature of looking up at the stars at night is critical. I'll still be able to drive into Austin and do it, but we have to now move from warning people about the mark of the beast to moving into the defensive posture. And, you know, they're going to come to your house and take you and your kids and cut your heads off, but that's going to be all right because you'll be with God instantly. And I'm serious. That's where we are now. So, We've done our work here. We're going to keep broadcasting as long as possible, but this is it. This is the big takeover. And so I would advise everyone to get your storable foods now. And if you go to a grocery store, it's like five times the cost on average what our storable foods are, and that'll fund us to stay here in position as long as possible. They'll probably kill me or arrest me far long before I ever try to get out to a farm, but at least I'll get my family out there. And I'm not saying that tough. This is the real world, folks. I've accepted this. I'm very, very honored to be in this position. But you need to get prepared. You need to get ready. We have storable food back in stock. We're ready to get it out to you. Again, I'm not bashing other competitors. They just lie and say they have it and make you wait 10, 20 weeks. They're lying. We have it. That's why we suspended sales for 2 weeks, to get it back in stock, to have it when you ordered it. InfoWarsStore.com. I would become self-sufficient. And it begins with moving to an area not under high cell phone radiation. It begins with having firearms to defend yourself. It begins with not caring about all the stupid stuff of the world and just wanting to get with your family and have your souls again and pull out of these Babylonian demonic cities. And it starts with storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com, and it starts with high-quality supplements that boost your overall body's defenses. And we've got a bunch of those from Mel Vitality. There's a bunch of cold-pressed herbs that are so good for you and your stamina, your libido, your energy, your mental clarity. I love it. That's back in stock, 30%+ off. We got a lot of other great products as well. We have the new essential oil sanitizer, the only one out there of this type, that has a great spray bottle as well, and eucalyptus, peppermint, and, of course, lavender. And, you know, I like more than just spraying it on my hands. I love how it smells. Just, there's nothing like it. It's selling out very, very quickly. And your purchases keep us in attack formation. Believe me, without you buying a lot of products, we'd already be gone. So I want to thank you all. It's going to be spectacular, our destruction.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structure.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Zuckerberg, with Oliver Darcy, the possum, has announced that anybody protesting lockdown forever, your job gone, forced inoculations, you're banned off Facebook. Then once you get the chip, you'll be banned from having a job and living, period. What a bunch of monsters. You want to see what the modern Hitler looks like, folks? It's Jeff Zuckerberg, and it's Oliver Darcy. Look at Oliver Darcy in this article. With pleasure. He says anti-quarantine protests being organized through Facebook in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska are being removed from the platform on the instruction of governments in those three states because it violates stay-at-home orders, Facebook spokesperson said. You know, I created a website last week, and you guys print that off for me again, the email. I'll cover it right now if I actually get that. And all I said to the crew was, I said, you know, instead of everybody always trying to use Twitter or Facebook, could we create a website and get people's emails and communicate with them directly and just take it down to Simon Bill Wright? And they literally, and I'm not mad at the crew, we can't do it because we're habituated to Facebook and Twitter and Google. And I had meetings this morning again. And I had meetings later, and people didn't understand what I said. They said, will you promote the thing this Saturday? And I said, yeah, I want to. I want to promote the site we launched. And so we're not doing it. I'm not doing it. It just can't happen. It's all over, basically. I'm not even being dramatic. It's like, man, once they get you programmed, it's over, man. I mean, once they get you programmed, it is over. Oh, God help us. Oh, I got to go rebroadcast. David Icke's coming up. Maybe we'll let him host. I just can't do it at this point. Let's go ahead and go to this very important report that's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You might want to share it. I mean, I know it's not Facebook or Twitter, so it doesn't exist, you know. It doesn't even exist here. But it's with the Mark of the Beast and all that's happening. So let's play that clip. Here it is.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the Mark of the Beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the Mark of the Beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters." Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
News today.
The enemy is moving on the surface and beneath the surface against every free nation on earth. There have been draconian developments undreamed of just 6 months ago that have unfolded. Twitter, Facebook, and Google are now announcing that they're even going to block members of the Congress when they say that the coronavirus came out of the Wuhan lab. They're running national news pieces in Europe, the UK, Australia, and Canada, telling children, do not trust your parents, watch them carefully, and report them if they say China is behind the virus. The fact checker that runs the science group for Facebook that is then used by the other sites works at the level 4 bioweapon lab and is number 2 in command. The bioweapon lab decides what Americans and Canadians and Germans and Mexicans and Brazilians can say and sets the AI to watch you and control you. Welcome to the new world order.
A handful of people is spreading the idea on social media that the rollout of 5G cell towers is responsible for the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of the towers have even been set on fire in the UK. As our Victor Williams reports, it's having consequences here for people who are just out doing their jobs.
Yeah, well, the fact that anyone would believe this theory is absolutely mind-blowing, and doctors everywhere are agreeing that these 5G towers have absolutely nothing to do with the spread of the coronavirus.
Of course, if we're going to have drones watching us in checkpoints and stay at home, lockdown, house arrest orders, of course they're going to tell the children, watch your parents. Because, you see, 1984 for these guys is a owner's manual. It's an operations plan. Hillary Clinton's lessons of George Orwell's 1984 is to trust leaders, the press, and experts. Ah, they're coming for you. They're coming for all of us. The incremental ambient background noise of the electromagnetic radiation is being jacked up on high. All over the world, people are watching 5G go in by their house, and the trees die within weeks.
All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the front. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it.
The grass begins to gnarl and brown. The birds move their nests. And the studies are coming out everywhere that the 5G towers are 3, 4, 5, 10 times stronger than even the FCC says they're allowed to have. And at the FCC agreed level, massive increases in cancer. So you're burning inside now. That microwave's rubbing your molecules together. And you're burning inside. And soon, you will die. And the globalists think you're so stupid that when you're all dying, you won't even notice it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The